Home care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. It's Stephanie from AmeriHealth.
Stephanie, you are reading my mind. I was just texting you. That's insane. I have all of her hours filled. I just don't have Janet fully compliant yet. Let me see where we are with her. But and another issue we have is Reading has a lot of Spanish-speaking caregivers. Is that I don't know. Like, she understands English. She speaks very broken English, and it's worked for her in the past. I'm not sure how Olivia feels about it, though.
You mean Janet or another caregiver?
Another caregiver.
Another caregiver. So she works. Janet does speak English, but some Spanish as well. She's worked okay with her in the past, and obviously they want to be together again.
Yeah.
As long as, like, a caregiver can understand her and she can understand them, open to it. Like, if they completely only speak Spanish, then that probably won't work. But if they can understand her enough, then that should be fine.
I mean, I can communicate with her over the phone. You know, she's just very, very slow in speaking. You know what I mean? So, but that's what I have right now. It's just, I mean, Reading has all Spanish-speaking caregivers for the most part. But, I mean, I will continue to work on finding someone else. But for now, if, you know, so we have that. Let me pull up the other report. I'm sorry. All right, hold on 1 second. We're still waiting on her tax forms and the competency test. We do have her IDs, 2-year proof, QuantiFERON TB test, her CBC came back, her background check came back clear, and we have her application. Now, the issue she's having, I did speak to her, I forgot, I'm sorry. The issue she's having is that she doesn't have an email address that works, and she can't submit the tax form unless she has a working email. Do you know if Olivia has an email that she can use or someone else?
Yeah, I think Olivia's helped her in the past with that, so I think that she would be able to do that.
All right, so I'll let her know to reach out to Olivia to get that, because once we receive, I mean, she's pretty much good to go, because the things that take the most time are in there. It's just a matter of getting the test completed and the tax forms, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, we should be good, and she did say that the infusion was rescheduled for next week.
Yeah, she didn't give me a date yet, but she did say it was rescheduled, so it's not this week. Her only concern was when she has appointments. Is it just one other caregiver during the day, or is there three shifts?
Because originally we were only scheduling the 5 to 10. And I wasn't told of any other shifts. And then, so we had that one ready, good to go. So I still have that caregiver on here. And then Janet can only do the 7 to 12, so I needed to get someone from 12 to 5. Because even the 12 to 5 caregiver is unable to work the 5 to 10. So it's not like I could say, okay, do 12 to 10, because she can't drive at night. And Janet can only do the 7 to 12. So, I mean, my hands are kind of tied. I even spoke to Janet and I said, you know, if you want, you could do 2 days, 7 to 5, and then I'll put the other, because she's limited in the amount of hours she can work, and then I can put the other caregiver who's already compliant with us on for the other 3 days, and she didn't seem like that was a plan, you know.
I was wondering if that would be an option, because Olivia was just concerned with, like, when she has appointments, like, she has to go to Hershey sometimes. And she'll, like, take the BARTA bus. She said she could start setting that up. So, like, they would go with her, but she's like, well, depending on what time it is, like, they might not, you know.
Well, I mean, I have to assume, like, on the days of her appointments, we can probably move shifts around so that way there's only one caregiver 7 to 5 those days.
Okay.
You know, but for the most part, it's, I mean, for the most part, the days that she goes to the appointments, I will switch Janet to go with her.
Okay.
You know, and then I can talk to Sol, who's the other caregiver, Maria, and she can just do the, take over the hours that, you know, because she's only limited to the 25 hours a week. So then she can take those weeks, she can do it that way. That's the best option I'm thinking about. But I mean, for average everyday staffing, it's going to have to be the three caregivers. I know it kind of sucks to have that many people in and out, but that's what we're up against right now.
Yeah, I think as long as, like, the appointment days can be accommodated, I think she'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that should be fine. Now, I know we're still waiting on Janet, but how quickly do we think everybody else could be ready? Like, if I
they're
would,
already.
Like, would I?
Yeah, they're okay. Already. They're already working with us.
Okay, so am I able to give you all of the hours except for Janet right now to start?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So if we can do that, and then when Janet's ready,
and
I can
just
the rest.
Can you just give me a little reminder of how it works out with for the hours for every 3 weeks in order to include accommodate the overnight?
Yep. So every 3 weeks on Friday, the shift would start at 6:30 in the morning instead of 7. So it starts at 6:30
a.m. Would you be sending separate authorizations for those hours, or is it going to be included in the general auth?
It's included. So there's just extra hours for the month to help, you know, make sure that that's taken care of. So.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it's not something that I need to look out for.
Nope. It's all together, so you should be good.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then what would be a good start date for you guys for all of the hours except Janet?
Is this Keystone?
AmeriHealth.
Okay. So it takes like 4 days to get to our system. I mean, my boss would tell me to get it for tomorrow, but I know he's not there. We don't want to start. Let me see. What's today? The 25th. I mean, if you can get it expedited, I can get her weekend caregiver over to her on Saturday. If there's a way to contact utilization management and see if they can put a rush on it, and then we could do the 28th as a start.
Okay. I will see if we can do that. I'll run that by her to make sure she's okay with that. I'll get right back to you with the date, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.